reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to him, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another he said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday, Jesus gave us two of the three parables in Luke 15 about the lost coin, about the lost sheep. And then the third would be the lost son, who taught us about the mystery of conversion and reconciliation and how much heaven rejoices for the return of one poor sinner. Jesus segues directly into today's gospel, in which he mentions a poor sinner, this bad steward who is squandering the master's property. And once the rich man gave him notice, we saw this poor man start to go to work, thinking how he would be able to take care of once that stewardship would be taken away. So he immediately started to do good for others. He wasn't stealing from the master here, which is the way we often look at it. The way the commissions worked in the ancient world is you were responsible for returning to the master exactly what you had borrowed. Any commission you were able to get on top of that was yours to maintain. So say, for example, somebody borrowed 50 baskets of oil. The lender, the steward, could charge him 130, and that 80, which would be his profit, would be his to keep. If instead of asking for 130, he said, "Cross it off and just give me 90, he was cutting off his commission. He wasn't stealing. Jesus wasn't promoting stealing. But what he was promoting was real prudence when it came to the things of this world compared to the things that really matter. At the end of the gospel, you can almost hear Jesus lament that most of his followers are idiots when it comes to the things that matter most. People in the world, if you're running a business and you've got one aspect of your business that's losing money, any decent businessman immediately starts to reform that part of the business or cut it, lest it take the whole business down. And yet so often in our spiritual life, what happens? We have one aspect of our life that's dragging us downward, some cancerous part of our life that's full of sin. Rather than doing what the Lord says, chopping off arms, plucking out eyes, metaphorically, if they leave us to sin, we continue to allow that part of us to grow. Jesus wants us to be very, very wise with all the gifts that we have, with all the opportunities we have, so that they may in fact lead us to heaven. The gift of our time, how are we spending it? The gift of our resources, our money, our houses, our property. How are we using that with respect to his kingdom? Are we thinking about heaven and eternal life and all that we're doing such that we're going to spend our time doing good for others so that they may welcome us into eternal dwellings? Or are we spending our time taking advantage of others so that when we do come before the Master, no one will be able to say in his disguise, "When I was sick, he took care of me."